look at this article from the Tory Graph a couple of days ago. It's a really good example of how they are now revealing as known fact what they have been denying for years, if not decades. Federal government in US and EU is pushing politics to the brink. You don't hear the totemic vision of a United States of Europe being touted much at the moment. I wonder why. That ideal of the European continent as a unified entity presenting an alternative presence in the world to the overweening superpower across the Atlantic was once the whole point, wasn't it? You see, it's unbelievable what we are seeing at the moment. Anyone who says they're bored at the moment must literally be plugged into their iPads or Xboxes for way too long. You need to take a step back and look at what's happening. We are literally seeing tyrants uncloak themselves right in front of our very eyes. For years, and I mean bloody years, at least 18 that I know of. If you spoke to anyone about the European Union being a move to create a United States of Europe and about the complete loss of sovereignty, then all you got was a dirty look and that person talking down to you, feeling morally superior and morally more important than you, and they tried to shut you up by calling you a conspiracy theorist. But now, as we inch closer and closer to the European referendum, which I believe, rightly or wrongly, won't actually take place, but now it appears, just a matter of fact, that of course the EU was set up to become the United States of Europe. We all know that. Nobody ever suggested otherwise. After years and years of denying it, years and years of ridiculing anybody who suggested that the EU was on the road to federalization, now they just come out and say, of course the goal of the EU was a United States of Europe. What are you talking about, people? That ideal of the European continent as a unified entity presenting an alternative presence in the world to the overweening superpower across the Atlantic was once the whole point, wasn't it? How many times have you heard David Cameron say this?
Because we're not in the Euro, we can lay these foundations ourselves, on our own terms, in our own way. So let me say this. As long as I am Prime Minister, this country will never join the Euro.
As long as I am Prime Minister, we will never join the Euro. At the moment, us joining the Euro is a conspiracy theorist. But what did he say? We will never join the Euro whilst he's Prime Minister. Meaning that one day when Cameron is long gone, we will join the Euro. And again, those dismissed, patronised conspiracy theorists who've been saying that we will join the Euro all along will be proved right again. When are you going to sit up and listen to those people who research day in and day out and tell you, often decades in advance, what is going to play out? UK will join Euro currency, says Michael Heseltine. The UK will join the Euro currency one day, former Deputy Prime Minister Michael Heseltine said, but he doubted it would be next week or next year. What was it Cameron said? I'll say it again. As long as I am PM, we will not join the Euro. If we vote to stay in the EU, we will not only be giving away our sovereignty to a foreign power, not only will we be ruled by unelected bureaucrats that you can never vote for, never vote against, or ever remove from power. What don't you get about dictatorship and the EU? Not only will the lives of our fathers and grandfathers who died in two world wars so that we could be free, they will have died in vain if we stay in the EU. Not only will we get swallowed up by the United States of Europe, but we will lose the pound and have to have the Euro, which means as the Euro project, sure as eggs is eggs, collapses even further over the coming years and decades, You and I will be on the hook for more bankers' gambling debts. Listen, people who want to remain in the EU, it is a dictatorship. You will always be on the hook for these bankers' debts. It won't just be the Leave voters, it will be everybody. Is that what you want? Honestly, is that really what you want? All this loss of freedom, sovereignty, being able to govern ourselves, control immigration. You want to get rid of all of that because you may lose out a few quid every month? Unbelievable. And to top all of this, we're now hearing that if Turkey and Ukraine get accepted into the EU, as the unelected bureaucrats in Brussels want, they want this. You haven't got a say. If they want it, they will do it because they're unelected dictators. If they do this, then another 127 million people can just come in the EU and make their way to the UK for free housing and free benefits. Who's gonna pay for all of this? We are full. You think school places and hospital beds are full now? Well, just wait until another 127 million more people are allowed into the EU. Free travel to the UK to settle here. That's nearly 650 million people that can have access to our NHS, our benefits, our housing. When is enough? Enough! All those bureaucrats in Brussels that are passing all the dictatorial laws, they don't care. They'll all be okay. They'll be living the high life in huge mansions with massive gates and security all around them while the rest of us virtually fight on the streets. How long before we start hearing, "Welcome to the very first EU Hunger Games"?